Thank you, Worship Leader. What I'm about to share tonight, it is something I have practiced over the time, of which Yogananda spoke about. Paramahansa Yogananda. And I will encourage each of us, wherever we may be in our journey, any location we might be, to try it and see if it works for you. I'm sure we will be pleasantly surprised to see the effect of it. Paramahansa Yogananda, writing in The Man's Eternal Quest, that's his book. Excuse me.
Very cool.
Going through some cold here. Says, and I'm going to read it. The way to become receptive is to sit quietly and concentrate your thoughts on a worthy wish until your mind and thoughts become completely dissolved in that idea. The key here is a worthy wish. Not just anything. That we think we want, but something that is a need and that brings us in harmony with the divine purpose for us, with the divine will. Something the Spirit of God is happy to bless us with. Let me repeat that again. The way to become receptive is to sit quietly and concentrate your thoughts on a worthy wish until your mind and thoughts become completely dissolved in that idea. Then willpower becomes divine, omniscient, and omnipotent, and can be successfully applied toward realizing your goal. Concentration and will needs to come together. Because the will we have belongs to God, and God shared that with us. And if you don't use your will, nobody can use it for you. And then it becomes isolated, or what we can say is unfunctional. And that's why the title tonight, Concentration
is the will.
is the Will. Like Will. And the will, Weell. When you use concentration as the will, Weell, it means it is the vehicle. It is your car, your daily car that you use to go to work, you use to do other things. Because then it makes your own wish, what you want in life, to come into existence. So when you come, when you pair up your concentration with your will, and then you apply towards your goal, there is no way you will not realize that goal. If it is a worthy goal, so let us not forget that. A worthy desire. You can't just sit there and wait for success to fall into your lap. Once your course is set and your will is firm, you have to make a practical effort. I've never met anyone who says they don't want to be successful in life. Everyone wants to be successful. It does not matter what you focus on. You want it to be successful because you put in your efforts, and everybody wants their efforts to be crowned with success. And that's why we need concentration, and we need to input out. And when you do all of that, then we must stay practical. Application. In other words, is somebody who said, look, Lord, I want to meet my partner. I want to meet somebody who is willing to love, who is ready for love, and who is willing to share themselves, who will accommodate me to live my life fully and all of that. That is a worthy cause, if you want that. Then we focus on it by concentrating on that, by imagining it that is already happening. You can even imagine the person. When they say worthy, now, not thinking of a celebrity that you want to be with. Because then there's nothing worthy about that, because you don't know that, but you're only going by what the papers and the news wrote about that. Or if you want a job, if that job, if it is the way to you sustaining yourself, to living your life, you can count on it. Spirit will make it happen. Because then you put your will behind it, because that will is supported by God's will. And then you concentrate. Concentration is about being able to put every of your divine power into that, through imagination and all the bells and whistles of that. Not because you want a job so that people can know you are famous, you are powerful, or that will give you the greatest. None. If it's your ego, you can forget it. God is not interested in that. But wherever there is a need, you can count on it. God makes things happen. To continue what Yogananda said here, you can't just sit there and wait for success to fall into your lap. Once your course is set and your will is firm, you have to make a practical effort. No wishy-washy now. Your will has to be firm. It's something you want. Then you will see that whatever you require for success starts coming to you. Everything will push you in the right direction. In your divinely surcharged willpower is the answer to prayer. Everything we push us in the right direction. Last week, we talked about rejection. It's redirection. So you might be going for a walk and or whatever you, and people say no. You can count on it. That's the spirit of God closing all that doors, because those are not the way you're going to get what you want. Then it pushes you, redirects you to what will make it happen. I'm a living example of that. When I didn't want to do this work, I still want to do it partially and do business partially. Oh my God. If I know what I know, I wouldn't even bother about that. I would just face this. Everything was everything I wanted in terms of business and all the things I want to. They closed them. Boom, 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 because it's not a rejection, it's a redirection. Son, this is what I want you to do full time. We've given you enough time to run some business and do your own thing. Now it's time to do God's thing. And this is what you signed up for. This is why you came in this lifetime. So when you feel rejected about something, it's better to thank God because it's a redirection. But if we let our ego to get involved, oh, then we lose hope. And you will say, what has God done for us lately? And then we have complained. Then we put ourselves down. Oh, maybe you are not good enough. Maybe it's not you that is not good enough. It's because Spirit is trying to help you to accomplish that which you want. Sometimes you want to take it. You want to travel. You want to take a trip. When it is not time for that trip to happen, things will move against it. I'll give you an example. When did COVID happen?
March of 2020.
2020. In Oregon, we are going to Mount Angel, St. Benedict. Because I love their building, their location, and all of that. Oh, we should do a retreat there. Initially, we were welcomed, and then we went there, and then they rejected us. They told us that I was actually surprised. I didn't know COVID was coming because Spirit hasn't told me then. I was just done like, huh? They couldn't see, but we all that welcoming then, just like that. Not knowing that because Spirit knew COVID was coming and that the retreat is not going to take place. I mean, I was surprised, but I didn't take it personally. I just didn't know why. I said, well, God must have a better plan. Of course, God had a better plan because then when they told me COVID was coming and I shared with all of us, we knew we were not going to get together for the retreat. See, the good Lord is the master of all. He doesn't waste time or anything. He's perfect. Now, if I had taken it personally, then I'll be holding grudges against. There was no need. So the rejection was a redirection that, look, this is not going to happen this year because something is coming. So we need to pay attention to that. Everything will push you in the right direction. In your divinely surcharged willpower is the answer to prayer. When you use that will, you open the way through which your prayers can be answered. This is my experience. This is Yogananda talking. I used to attempt certain things just to test my willpower. But I don't do that anymore because I know it works. You don't need to take his word for it. You try it. Because the moment you start using your willpower in the most effective way, then you don't need any more validation. When you know something is worthy of your attention, something you want, then put the willpower behind it and let God's will support that and go for it. Concentrate on it until you can even taste it, see it, feel it. And you will see it will work. Here's a story Yogananda shared, and I can relate to that because I have done the same thing. It's good to follow the masters, you know. They just don't make up stories. And they are curious. They learn. They like to experiment too. This is Yogananda talking. Once long ago, I saw that one of my students was going wrong. Foreseeing the impending tragic results, I brought out every possible reason that might dissuade him from the course his life was taking. But I saw that no amount of my willpower helped him because he had made up his mind to follow the way of evil. So sometimes you might put everything behind. If that person, don't forget, that person is also a child of God. If they decide, they don't want to do that. Well, they are using their own willpower, remember? And now they're concentrated that, then that is done. I have had the privilege when Spirit showed me things about some of you, and I will go to battle with it. When I feel some of you are going the way that, then I start praying. Sometimes when I give up, Spirit brings that back again, then I start praying. And after my prayer, then I may call that person. Some of you have done that too. Say, do you still want to practice this or do you, you know? Not because we must never be attached to anything. But when the good Lord says, no, you still need this, you need to do this, you can't give up. Because if God says that, then you know it is possible, everything is possible to manifest. So the guy has made up his mind, no matter what Yogananda tried. All right, this is Yogananda still talking. I told myself finally, it is goodbye. Let him go. But soon my great love and concern for him came to the fore. To the fore again. In other words, he couldn't let go because Spirit hasn't finished doing what Spirit wants. But soon my great love and concern for him came in the fore again. I sat under a banyan tree and began to visualize him. Power of concentration now with visualization. Fervently and repeatedly, I broadcast to him a mental message. God has told me to command you to return. By evening, my body and mind were thrilled with the intuition that he was coming. Don't take his word for it. Everything Paramahansa Yogananda has said here works because I have tried it. When you focus on something and you pray deeply with your power, concentration, and will, and all of them, there is a way it turns out you know, oh, this is going to happen. Some of you probably may have felt it. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen. It's happened to me so many times when I'm like, oh, this is coming, but I don't know how it will manifest. There is a sensation you feel in your body, your mind, and you it's like being joyous. Not because anything has changed, you are just filled with joy. That's the way it is. At last, there he was at the gate. The prodigal son, quote unquote, had come back to the fold. He bowed and said, all day long, wherever I went and whatever I did, I beheld your image. What was it all about? That's the disciple now coming back to Yogananda. And this is what Yogananda said. God was calling you through me. I replied, it was his call, not mine. There was no selfish motive in my desire, but I had made up my mind I wouldn't stir from this place until you came. That kind of determination can change the world. A marvelous power. So if you find yourself in any form of challenge, and you concentrate and you put the will, and you must, with everything you got, the creative power of God, say, God, this is you. You see, he did not claim that, he did it. Because the moment you claim that it is your power, then you've lost it. There's only one power, and that power is God. And we piggyback on that. That's what you must all do. When we piggyback, good things happen. But if we're trying to prove to somebody else that, oh, we have a divine power or we have the ability to concentrate, you've lost it. That kind of determination, according to what Yogananda said, can change the world. A marvelous power. So deep prayers does work. The best time to pray is at night when there are fewer distractions. If necessary, sleep a little in the evening so that you are wide awake when you have your prayers at night and have it out with God. All of these things I'm reading, I've tried it. I love when masters say something, any master, and I want to see for myself whether it's true or not. If it works, I know it's true. Then I can start using the same. Was it during the satsang, question and answer, about the time of prayer, you know? That's why we say the midnight hours, because most people are sleeping. And if you are well rested, oh yes, you will dance with the angels. But there's nothing to gain if you stay up all partying and then come and pray. Guess what? At a time, the law of the law comes, in other words, you have not put your body in good shape. Let's say the law of no return. If you don't sleep, at a point your body won't sleep, and there's nothing you can do about that. You can drink all the coffee you want. May keep you up, but you won't be able to concentrate as much. That's why we always say, if you are sort of under the weather, don't do deep prayer. If you have not rested your body, you can postpone doing deep prayers. Because sometimes you'll be meditating and you will fall asleep. It's just the body regulating itself. So, like Yogananda said here, it is okay. If there's a strip, take a nap. Sleep a little in the evening so that you are wide awake when you have your prayers at night. and have it out with God. At first, it will seem hard, but as you keep on trying, it will become easier. You will be surprised at the results. As soon as your will becomes powerful, God begins to answer. And when the infinite condescends to break his vow of silence, you will not be able to contain your joy. But if you have an egotistic desire to demonstrate to others the power of your prayers, or if you commercialize it, you will lose that power. God will respond to you no more. You will have frightened him away. And that's true. That's why those of us who do this, well, we have to balance it out. Yeah, if God answers your prayer, and because of that, you want to charge somebody $100,000, how much did God charge you? And one must never be boastful of it. We are here to serve, and you must serve with deep appreciation and love for the other person. God comes only when you are sincere and when you love him for his own sake. When you are impressed with yourself and want to show off, he sees that you seek not him, but fame and glorification of your ego, and he will not come. I guess we borrow that from God. Most of all, we don't like people who like to boast. You know, you just want to get away from them. Especially if they think they are the first to achieve that when others have also achieved the same. So now we understand how to use the power of the will. Power concentration as your will and as your will to success. It's pretty easy and simple. And it's something we should all choose to experiment with. Never give up on your dream, no matter how long it takes. Because you don't know how closer you are. It might be the moment. It's just one step away. And if you really want to duke it out with God, midnight hour, it is the midnight train to success. May the blessings of Almighty be with us now forevermore. Amen.
Amen.